We'll be back here then. And so we have a few more folks coming up. And once Dan says he's ready, we are ready. I'm very pleased to welcome our first post-feature performer. She's former music director at WUMB, and I understand you're resuming your ties there at some level. Maybe you can inform us, Marilyn. Please give a big welcome to Marilyn Ray Beyer.
Excellent. Thank you. Good. Great. Well, how about that Sam Beyer? It's as if he can't help himself. Imagine what it would be like if he grew up where I did, in the land of Lincoln and Paul Powell and Otto Kerner and Dan Rostenkowski and Rod Blagojevich. The material would be endless, Sam. I encourage you to visit Chicago soon. Well, as many of you know, I am originally from Chicago and have been in New England for many, many years. I am back at a place from which my voice, at least, might be familiar, at WUMB. They somehow, you know, they couldn't really quite stand to do without me, you know, and so they called up and said, okay, can you just come back a little bit of time? So I will be on for the foreseeable future from 10 until noon on 91.9. And I'm delighted because it's more sort of a more pointed reason to continue listening to the music. So I'm just delighted to be there. Although, of course, all gainfully employed people are unable to listen to me on the radio, but that's all right. Well, I wonder if I can just see how many people here tonight are from Lexington. Anybody here from Lexington? Well, I am. And one of my dear, dear friends in Lexington, Billy Hockett, who is a legendary presenter of traditional music, is very, very frail at this point. And we've been hearing from her son that she's, the days are dicey for Billy. But she's got such tremendous spirit that I've got a couple of little pieces not written for Billy, but somehow have Billy in them. And I will quote from my late great mother-in-law, who told me, "Getting old is not all it's cracked up to be." And I'm coming to understand that. Twang. Around 50, anxiety weighs heavy. Too early not to give a damn and too late to start over. That face in the mirror doesn't like you looking at her anymore. And if you don't like the way they're treating you at work, well, just be glad you don't have to go out looking for a job at your age. Now, there are small victories. In the marketplace, you are no longer the target audience. You are free from any pressure to wear a bikini. And with the right pair of tweezers and just a twang of pain, you can pull out that hair on your chin. Takes years off your attitude. And the other piece that I'll read for Billy tonight, thinking of her, is one called "I Am the Underneath." And I'll wait for the ice. I am the underneath. You are the satin comforter. I am an afternoon nap. You are dreaming. I move. You dance. I speak, you are song. I am apple, you are pie. Ice, cream. Milk, shake. Water, melon. I am a friend, you are friendship. I am the underneath. You are the bluebird sky. Thanks. And thanks to Billy for all the years that she's put into the music scene here. Thanks.
One more time, Marilyn Ray Byer.